Psalm 89, verse 34, all the way to verse 36. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. My covenant will cause his seed to endure. Speaking on the covering of the covenant. The covering of the covenant. We intend to understand the covering of the covenant by way of our first objective, and to understand what it takes to walk in the covenant. I hope that the people who are right out there receiving the newcomers, welcoming people at the entrance, are part of the service. I hope that there is sound there. Because the worst thing that can happen to anybody is to come to church for years without attending service. Either busy controlling traffic on the road, or busy welcoming other people and never sitting down to hear anything. That equals an untransformed, unchanged life. No difference. So departments that have people who work on duty like that, it must be mandatory for rotations to happen, where traffic control officers and the greeters and those kind of people will mandatorily sit in service. On Sunday service, at least one or two services, and then they can do their duty on the other service. Midweek service, wherever they are, the sound can reach them. Otherwise, they should pick up the message, and then the next service, they should be there. Otherwise, it's a waste of time, a waste of life. Because what I'm about to talk about is the guarantee of divine covering and supernatural preservation that is mandatory for everyone to hear. Am I communicating? Understanding the covering of the covenant and then understanding how to walk in the covenant. It is clear through scriptures that the covenant offers a covering. Covenant with God. Now, note the following. First, that covenant with God attracts a covering from God. Covenant with God attracts the covering of God. Whatever establishes you in covenant with God has established for you a covering from God. Nothing covers like covenant. I have a relationship with my wife, a covenant of marriage that covers her. She's not permitted to be naked. Nobody is permitted to look for her trouble to my awareness, and so forth. You have an employment covenant with your employer. So they handle your medical bills and transportation allowance and so on. They just cover you. Nothing covers like covenant. Secondly, divine provision always comes with divine protection. Whatever you do that brings you provision from God also brings you protection from God. It brings you protection from God.
A fringe benefit of divine provision is divine protection. When people are taught and instructed on walking in the covenant of supernatural supplies, many people think that it is all about pocket money or having a car to drive or having a house to live in. Oh, I gave 5 naira, I got 10,000. It's far beyond that. It's a package. It is possible to get resources by hard work or to get by some connections. Or to get by any means. But if those resources did not come from God, their protection cannot be guaranteed. If they didn't come from God, you can't guarantee their safety. The top thing to note is like this, that the blessing of God comes with the backing of God. When God blesses, he backs. The blessing of God comes with the backing of God. Whatever brings you God's blessing brings you God's backing. That is why the Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. In Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. If it is the blessing of the Lord, don't expect sorrow with it. But if it is not the blessing of the Lord, if you got blessed by any means, then you cannot guarantee the absence of sorrow. If it is the blessing of the Lord, it added no sorrow. But if it is not the blessing of the Lord, you cannot guarantee the absence of sorrow. Am I communicating at all? The blessing of God arrives with the backing of God. He said it is like the fruit of the fig in Isaiah chapter 65 verse 8. When some man will find it, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. A blessing is in it. A blessing is in it. And once the blessing is in it, it is not destroyable. Somebody say amen. Covenant with God brings the blessing. Blessing from God brings the backing. When people walk in covenant with God, they can't escape the blessing. He told Abraham, walk with me. And then when the blessing comes, he comes with the backing. The covenant comes with the covering. The blessing comes with the backing. And I'm going to show you scriptures. People who walked in the covenant and they were covered. They walked in the blessing and they were backed. Example number one, Noah. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. The Bible said, Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. That is one of the things that people do to enact covenant. And the Lord smelt a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Now, Noah, you have offered sacrifices. I have taken off the curse. And if I take the curse, it means I've released the blessing. You see it now. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Next verse. The next verse is chapter 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah. He offered sacrifices previously. And God established the covenant of seed time and harvest. You see, the sacrifice brought the covenant. The covenant is bringing the blessing. And now, go ahead. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you. The sacrifice brought the covenant. He offered burnt offerings. And God smelt a sweet savour. And God says, seed time and harvest shall not cease. The sacrifice brought the covenant. The covenant brought the blessing. And the blessing brought the backing. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Noah, because of what you have done, I am in covenant with you. And because of this covenant I have with you, I have decorated you with a blessing. And because I have decked you with this blessing, I am also backing you. I am not making you wealthy for any wicked devil on the earth to waste. I am not empowering you with resources for any killer to look for you and waste your life. I am not enriching you for a witch to get angry and say, where are you going? Come here, sit down there and bury you before your time. He said, I cannot enrich you and the devil bewitch you. That is why I don't care what you want to get in life. Let God give it to you. And let God give it to you. Let it be God that will give it to you. I know you have qualifications. I know you have connections. I know you have education. But in anything you want to get, let it be God who will give it to you. Because when it is God who gives it to you, 1 million witches, 1 zillion occultic people, 1 billion terrorists, 1 billion, 1 billion witch doctors cannot stand your life. Somebody shout, power!
Take your seat. You know that if I stopped here, I've already over preached. Your father's burnt offerings entered the covenant. And from the covenant, stepped into the blessing. And from the blessing, he stepped into the backing. That is why some of us talk very brutally and ruggedly. Because what is backing us is heavier than anything fronting us. I dreamt a dream last night. I was preaching somewhere and people came to repent en masse. I think some from the other religion, they came to repent and go on their knees. And suddenly those people got a bit afraid. How can we repent publicly? And one of their agents ran from where he was coming to go and attack who is preaching. And he came with his knife and tried once, twice, no show. Then I collected it from his hand. I told my wife this morning. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Tonight you are living here untouchable, unharmable, indestructible. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Noah was in covenant with God. The covenant brought the blessing. The blessing brought the backing. Example number two, Abraham. Now Abraham was a man that God called in Genesis chapter 12. If you read from verse 1 to 5, we will not have the time. And as a result of Abraham obeying God and giving up everything, God blessed him. In Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 2, he blessed him, decorated him with cattle, with silver, with gold. And then Abraham and his nephew Lot separated. And Lot was captured in Genesis chapter 14. The army of 5 nations fought against the army of 4 nations. And the army of 4 nations defeated the army of 5 nations that included Sodom. And they captured his nephew, Lot, the rebellious guy. And one man called Abraham in Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. He armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318 of them, and pursued them unto Dan. Keep going. He divided himself against them. 4 nations. And he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women also and the people. And the king of Sodom went to meet him. Not that he went to meet the king of Sodom. How is it that one man, an individual, can face 4 nations and defeat them and recover the spoil without the backing of God? I tell you, if God anoints an individual, he will finish institutions.
God anoints a tadpole, he will bury a shark. If God anoints a lizard, he will swallow elephant. Ay, 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 ay. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That was Abraham. Blessed and unharmable. Blessed and unfightable. Absolutely unfightable. Absolutely indomitable. Unharassable by the blessing. Then you look at Abraham's son, Isaac. The blessing was upon him. The covering was upon him. Isaac. Genesis chapter 26 verse 16. The Philistine said, please leave us alone. You, as a person, you are bigger than all of us. In chapter 19, in verse 19, he began to dig the wells that his father dug before. And they resisted him. And he resisted them. And they resisted him. Until he came to verse 22, when he dug another well called Rehoboth, and they couldn't resist him anymore. He wearied out the opposition. He resisted the resistance. He fought the fighters. Am I communicating at all? Am I communicating at all? When God is backing you, no devil can weary you out. No force of hell can tire you out. Between you and the devil, it is the devil that will get tired. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Between you and the forces of hell, they are the ones that will get tired. Between you and the powers of darkness, they are the ones that will get tired. Somebody shout, yes! That is the blessing of God. The covenant of God. That brings the blessing of God. That brings the backing of God. Jacob, example number 3. In Genesis chapter 31. And in verse 24. Jacob was serving a very terrible master. His name was Laban. The Bible said, and God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night. And said to him, be careful that you speak not to Jacob good or bad. Be careful with Jacob. You don't want me to touch you, don't touch him. When you walk in covenant, God appears to people in their dreams on your behalf. Those who want to bury you, God will show up and say, "Come here. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." And what I am saying now, many of you will experience it. People are going to come to you and they are going to say, I dreamt a dream. Please forgive me. Anything I did against you, forgive me. I dreamt a dream. Please forgive me. Somebody say the loudest amen. That is the covering of the covenant. You are not available for any witch. You are not available. You may be physically available, but absolutely inaccessible. They can see you, but they can't touch you. They can see you, they can't harm you. They hate you, but they can't hurt you. They are absolutely restricted, absolutely inhibited, absolutely limited. They don't know what to do about you. Is God speaking to anybody here? Shout the loudest, amen. So don't be concerned about their hatred. It translates into nothing. It translates into nothing. It translates into, it's absolutely banzastic. Take your seat. And this same Jacob in chapter 35. They journeyed. Him and his family. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about Jacob. And they did not, whoever they were, they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. That is, if you come around 50 kilometers radius of them, you feel something. Heart attack, panic attacks. You begin to lose balance. See what's happening here? Say, Jacob is around here. The terror of the Lord. There was a climate that they carried. A climate that was around him that made it impossible
for them to be harmed. That is called the covering of the covenant. Money can't buy it. Connection can't buy it. Certificate cannot buy it. Grammar cannot buy it. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? It is called the covering of the covenant. You are in that covenant relationship, and there is a density, a divine density around your life. There is an anointmosphere around your life that is impenetrable. That is what you are living here with tonight. Who is the person living here with you tonight? Say loud, amen. That was Jacob. Time will fail me to tell you about Joseph. Take your seat. In Psalm 105 and in verse 17, they kept him in prison. They hot his feet with iron. But his word came, and the king sent and loosed him and let him to go free. What they wanted to do him to do to him was death, but they could not kill him. Look at your neighbor, say, if you see the devil, tell him he cannot kill me before my time. Do you know that if he could kill you, you would have died since? Is there anybody who bears witness to that? You would have died since. Example number 6, the Israelites. Do you remember the case of the Israelites? According to Archbishop Benson Dahosa of blessed memory, the Red Sea was becoming more red by the blood of Hebrew children. They wanted to eliminate them by all means. But in Exodus chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, there was too much covenant over them. They set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. It sounds like Python. But the more they afflicted them, ola, 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 the more they multiplied and the more they grew. And the afflictors were grieved. What is this now? What kind of unfinishable people are these? They are unfinishable. They are finishless. Hi. The more they are afflicted, if they increase their affliction, God increases their multiplication. Hey. The more they afflicted them, the more they increase, they grew and multiply. And the people tormenting them became tormented by their indestructibility. It was a pain in their heart. I want to tell every devil, Christianity in Nigeria can never be finished. The church in Nigeria can never be finished. We are only starting, we are just beginning. We shall overrun this nation from the north to the south, from the east to the west, and we shall go to the nations of the world with the everlasting gospel. It is too late for the devil. The devil that could not succeed before we were born, because the plan started since. It started since. It started before the amalgamation. It started before independence. It started since. But the plan was on and we were born. And you were born. And we were all born. Too late for the devil. Ay, 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 ay. We are not alive for nothing. We are alive to show the devil the road back to hell. We are alive to torment the hell out of the devil. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Look at your neighbor, say, nothing can finish me. Look at your neighbor, say, I did. I just did.
Look at your neighbor, say, my better days are right in front. The worst days are behind. I am not going anywhere. Say after me, I cannot die without succeeding. And I cannot live as a failure. If I were you, I would just jump up and dance a little bit. I cannot die without becoming everything God has in mind for me. And I cannot live as a failure. I can't live as a failure. I can't live as a failure. I can't live as a failure. I cannot die without succeeding, and I can't live as a failure. So head or tail, we win. Head or tail, we win. It's either I succeed or I succeed.
Either I win or I win. Either I succeed or I succeed. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. That was the Israelites.
In Exodus chapter 2 verse 23, the Bible said that God, it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died and the children of Israel sighed by the reason of the bondage and they cried.
You see, the Holy Ghost is very poetic. Died, sighed, cried.
The king of Egypt died. Children of Israel sighed. By reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up to God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them.
That was that occasion, the call of Moses. Nothing covers like covenant. God will always rescue his people on the grounds of covenant. Always.
Every time you find yourself in a junction, a gagmare, all God needs to remember is covenant. And may there be a covenant for him to remember. Every time you are at a junction, every time you are in a gagmare, every time you are in a situation, every time you are in confusion and in frustration, all that God needs to remember is covenant. And may there be covenant for him to remember.
Look at your neighbor and say, may God remember something about you.
May God remember something about you. May God remember something regarding your life. Let me give three summaries quickly, and then we shall proceed with the detail of the covenant. What is it that happens with our walk with God, our covenant, and our giving? Number one, giving, especially sacrificial giving, services covenant. It services. Gather my sins together. Psalm 50 verse 4. Those who have made a covenant with me. Verse 5. 55. Gather my sins together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Sacrificial giving. Giving, especially sacrificial giving, services the covenant. And the covenant offers a covering. Offers a covering. God is duty bound to defend his covenant people. We read it just now in Psalm 89, verse 34 to 36. He said, my covenant I will not break. And then the last verse, the verse 36 says, and his seed shall endure. If the covenant is there, the seed must endure. Man, the man and his generation must endure.
The covenant offers a covering. Secondly, giving, especially sacrificial giving, attracts the fire of God. And that is the fire of his presence. That is the fire of his protection.
Giving,
especially sacrificial giving that services covenant, attracts the fire of God.
In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 38, the fire fell, the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice.
You don't need to beg for fire if you are not lacking in sacrifice.
You don't beg for fire if you are not lacking in sacrifice.
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1.
When Solomon finished offering, made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices.
And it is the same fire that is God himself. Deuteronomy 4:24. Our God is a consuming fire. It is the same fire that God uses to protect his people. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. He said, "For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and the glory in the midst of her." This is what covenant does. Covenant service by sacrifice establishes that wall of fire and the fire of his presence, the fire of protection. Finally, like we said earlier on, all right, the investment of God attracts the security of God. Anywhere God has investment, he deploys security.
If you are sacrificially related with God in covenant relationship, and that covenant has brought to you the blessing of God, both you and everything you have belongs to God. And God cannot watch his investment like that. That was what Satan told God in Job chapter 1 verse 10. Have you not made a hedge around Job and around all his house and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land.
I am God's precious piece of material. I am his investment. You are. I am fully conscious of being his investment. Not wastable at all. At all. Elephant Peking cannot converse. The body is too massive for conversion.
Lion's child dying of hunger is an insult.
What is my counsel in the covenant walk? The walk that will cover you. Number one.
Allow God to own your life. Allow God to own your life. Whenever you see me, I talk about Jesus. He is the owner of my life. Everywhere you see me, I talk about Jesus. He is the owner. In the church, you see me, I talk about Jesus. He is the owner. In my house you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the Lord.
At the office you see me, I talk about Jesus. He's the Lord.
Everywhere you see me, I talk about Jesus.
He's the owner, 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 he's the owner. Am I communicating at all? Allow God to own your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 to 5.
Talking about the same moreover, brethren, we do you to wit. I'm reading to verse 5. Of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy, even in deep poverty, it abounded to the riches of their liberality. They were poor, but they were liberal. So it provoked riches. He said, for to their power I bear record here, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, begging us with so much pleading that we should receive what they were given, and to take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints, giving to the poor. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first they gave their own selves to the Lord. They handed themselves to God and to us by the will of God. Can I read the Living Bible version of that passage? The Living Bible version. TLB. From verse 1. Now I want to tell you what God in his grace has done for the churches in Macedonia. Though they have been going through much trouble and hard times, they have mixed their wonderful joy with their deep poverty, and the result has been an overflow of giving to others. They gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And I can testify that they did it because they wanted to, and not because of nagging on my part. They begged us to take the money so they could share in the joy of helping the Christians in Jerusalem. Best of all, they went beyond our highest hopes. For their first action was to dedicate themselves to the Lord and to us. They handed themselves to God. See, when people struggle with giving, it's because they haven't given God themselves. I don't have anything in this world that God can demand on. Nothing. So, allow God to own your life. Come to that point where you will drop yourself on the altar and not take yourself back. Many people dropped themselves on the altar and took themselves back. Number two, allow God to stamp his identity on your life. Talking of the pathway of the covenant that covers, let God stamp his identity on your life. Where you come to the point where there is no devil that is ignorant of who you belong to. There is no witch, no wizard, no occultic man, no power from hell can be in doubt of who you are. They called Abraham the Lord God of Abraham, and they also referred to God as Abraham of God. The God who is the God of Abraham, and the Abraham who is of God. So Abraham belonged to God. God belonged to Abraham. That was Genesis chapter 14 verse 19. When the king of Sodom blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. You come to the point where there is a stamp on your life. A stamp on your life. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, Paul the apostle said, let no man trouble me. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the mark is clear on your body, demonic trouble will find their way to hell. I bear in my body, my spirit, soul, and body, I have been branded. You know branded vehicles? I have been branded. There are people who have been branded for the devil. And please, pardon me. I love you all. But there are many who walked into church tonight that if somebody see you afar on the road, they will never believe you go to church. Everything says it. Just everything. Climate around, facial look, appearance, everything says. There are many Christians who are in competition with unbelievers for badness of dressing. Badness of appearance is a competition. Who is badder? Are you following what I'm saying here? Somebody say it doesn't matter. It matters too much. In Exodus chapter 2 verse 19, some people saw Moses and said he was an Egyptian. The daughters of Jethro, they said an Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds. Question to ask yourself is, was Moses an Egyptian? No. Why are they calling him an Egyptian? Number one, he lived all his life among Egyptians. Number two, he was appearing like an Egyptian. So they said an Egyptian. And in scripture, Egypt represents the world. Jerusalem represents the church. How can you sing the songs of Zion in Babylon? That was the pain of David. Those who oppressed them asked them to sing the songs of Zion in Babylon. How can you be a daughter of Zion and look like the princess of Pharaoh? Or a son? And you are saying, God, come to my aid. And he says, you don't have my brand. You have not been branded. I heard a funny story. A joke. That God sent an angel to go and look for somebody with a gift, with a prayer. And he gave the angel the picture of the person. Say, this is the person. I think the person was totally, purely dark complexion and so on. And when he looked for the person with the pic that looks like that picture, he couldn't find. The person that looked like the person, the color has changed. So he returned back to heaven with a gift. You see, I was looking for the person of this picture I didn't find. If you enter farms in developed countries or even in Nigeria here, you say, this farm belongs to so and so. Do not trespass. Where that mark is not there, trespassers are free. The only way you can allow the forces of hell not to trespass into your life is to be branded by God. You are trying to resist the devil, and he says, I see in you my property. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, but he cannot dare me because I don't have anything belonging to him in me. We're talking about divine covering, be stamped by God. If people have been doubting who you are and what you belong, let the doubt clear. Let it be so unmistaken. I've been to several places. I was in New Jersey with my wife. We're in a shop somewhere in America. A man looked at me, said, he said, you are a pastor. I said, why do you say so? He said, it is written all over you. Written all over. There is a climate you will carry that is clear. Who you are, what you belong to. That climate has died among many Christians. That spirit-filled climate. That climate of Jesus. That pure nature is not there. We have a lot of materialism, a lot of carnality, a lot of seductiveness, a lot of everything. Be stamped. Allow God to stamp his identity on your life to experience the covering of the covenant. Number three, allow nothing and nobody to come in between you and your maker. Covenant walk with God means it's like husband and wife. Nothing is meant to come between the two of you. By the time something is coming between a man and his wife, the marriage is shaken. By the time the man is believing somebody more than his wife and vice versa, or somebody is closer to the man than his wife, whether it's a man or a woman, and vice versa, a challenge is coming. And as it is in the physical, so is this in the spiritual. Nothing between you and your maker. Nothing. And in your commitment to God, any business that will not allow you to go to church, let it go to hell. So you don't go to hell with that business. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? You can't come to church. You are fixing business trip on Sunday morning. Fixing business trip. There are many days of the week. You don't have any day to travel except Sunday morning. I can't remember ever traveling on a Sunday morning in my life. Except if I have done the service first. And if I've done what I'm meant to do with God first, I could travel. You know, we talk about other religions. You need to see Buddhists and Hindus and all those people that you say they are not worshiping the true God. And you see their rigid devotion. Rigid, very rigid. God is looking for a generation of people that will take him serious. Then he will take them serious. He's looking for a generation of people that will truly put him first. Then he will put them first. There are people who should be in church now. They are at home watching television as I'm talking now. Bring the camera. They are watching me now as I'm talking now. That is, all of us sitting here, we don't have what to do with our life. That is why we came. Or we have too much time to waste, or too much money to waste on fuel and to waste on transportation. That is why we came. They have to stay at home and watch. And God is watching. My commitment to God and your commitment to God, if it is not the same, my consignment from God can never be the same with yours. Nothing. We need to come to that primitive apostolic level where they were in the church every day, daily, and from house to house, they were in the temple. And the difference showed. When Herod looked for them, an angel touched Herod. Allow nobody and nothing come between you and your maker. The level of commitment you have given your work, give it to God. Genesis, give more than that to God. Genesis 19 verse 27. The Bible said, concerning Abraham, he got up early in the morning and stood in the place where he stood before God. Nothing was going to come in between Abraham and his God. Genesis chapter 12. God finished speaking to Abraham, verse 5, and Abraham departed. Abraham took Sarah, his wife. Okay, verse 4. So Abraham departed. That is the kind of covenant walk that gives you practical covering from God. That if nothing is between me and you, then anything that wants to stop you from serving me the way you should, I bury it. Any man or woman that wants to constitute a distraction to your mind and to your worship of me, I bury that man. Allow nothing and nobody to come in. Number four, allow nothing. Let nothing be too big to give to God or for God. Let nothing be too big to give to God or for God or to give up for his sake. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to verse 5, when God demanded on Isaac, Abraham shifted and said, he didn't discuss with Sarah. No discussions. During the construction of this building, I told my wife one day, I said, I want to empty this account. And I want to empty this other account. And she said, yes, sir. Before we ever had a house to call our own, we had been involved in the building of plenty houses for God. Plenty. At the age of 13 years and 3 months of this ministry, the ministry was already all over the world, impacting the world. But we're still living in a rented house. Not for lack of money to build a house, but we forgot that we didn't have a house. The first church building was built under 1 year. That is the small building was built under 1 year. There was enough money at that time that came that could have been, oh, let's get a befitting place for the pastor. It was put to build God's house. And that was following the examples of men in scripture. Solomon built the temple before he built his own house. David was crying to God, God, give me resources and let me not find a place to sleep until I find you a place. That is scripture. I want us to do it the way of God. Anybody struggling with payment of tithe has not begun his journey. Tithe is barest minimum. No, he's talking tithe. Barest minimum. You didn't achieve anything by paying tithe. You only fulfilled a meager obligation. There are people doing 50%, 90%. The Colgate toothpaste man, William Colgate, he started giving from 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 90%. And came to the point where he began to give 100%. Somebody say, how was he surviving? He was surviving on what he has reserved. The tithe he paid before, the balance of it that was reserved. That was enough to sustain him for life. Every fresh money went, bam, fully to God. Those kind of people have died and we can't forget them. That's covenant work. Somebody can't say he's in covenant and he's struggling and analyzing everything. But something is happening to somebody here today. If you are the one, say loud amen. Without a doubt, there is somebody experiencing a financial shift in the month of March. And if you are the one, say the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Finally, this covenant is to cover you. Look up to nothing and nobody but God. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heaven and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes . Look up to nothing . Look up to nobody but God. That is the covenant operation. Anything short of that is anti-covenant. Don't look at your certificate or look at a particular connection. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 22 to 24, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe lashet. I will not take anything that is yours in case you should say, I have made Abraham rich. I like the testimony of that young man, I think from Adama Oyola also, when he said he was praying and he fell into a trance. And then he had an encounter. The Lord using my face to minister to him. And as he woke up, somebody woke him up and said, young man, what need do you have? He said, I have no need. Meanwhile, he's about to be withdrawn from school for not paying school fees. I have no need. What a ruggedity. I am sure God saw it. Said, that is my boy. Now go ahead, boy. I am the one who sent this man. He's not just a human being trying to help you. I'm the one who sent this one. And he said he talked to a lady, and the lady came to him. I said, the man, he said, what do you need? And they had to push him under pressure before he would volunteer that this is my last term. I don't have school fees. That is how covenant people operate. Not bag in hand, looking for who to beg. Look at people, you size them. This should be a rich man. Or you size the kind of car they drove to church. This person is not poor. Excuse me, ma. The Lord bless you, ma. Bless you, ma. It is well with your family, ma. Yes, ma. They just came to greet, ma. Yes, ma. There are people who have turned themselves into beggars in church. When somebody dares share a testimony of millions or six zeros or seven zeros, there are those who are specialists in waiting for such people. Don't make yourself a generational liability. Those who have millions don't have two heads. Don't put yourself in the position of a beggar. You should rather look forward to how did they do? What did they do? Hear their testimony well and go do what they did, or ask God to show you what to do. Instead of coming to look for penny. If he gives you 1 naira, how long will you last you? He gives you 1,000, how long will he last? If that one finishes, then you are looking for another person to beg. From the scratch of this ministry till now, I have not begged, will never beg. Instead of begging, since I have a certificate, I'll return back to the work. And that day will never come. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't make man your source, no matter how rich. I respect everybody here on account of age, and I respect you on account of being a creature of God, and I respect you on every account, but there is nobody who will be giving extra greeting on account of resources. None. This building, as you are seeing now, there's not one person who will say, if I was not the one, it wouldn't have been built. Anytime you hear a person talk like that, that is a sign and a symptom of imminent destruction. That person just wants to die because he's taking the glory he doesn't have at all. The glory that belongs to God. Not one person. God did it through his people. And through his privileged vessels and people that are willing. Am I communicating? Don't look up to any man. Look up to God, and he will change your story. Stand up on your feet. What I am teaching you, I walked it. I proved it for 34 years before I ever became a pastor, from the year of 1986. I learned to give my tithe from 30 naira pocket money in the high institution. And I saw results over and over. And I saw people raised from the scratch. Everybody, please remain standing. There was one who was with me the other day. Don't mind what is going on, because the heat is so much and they want to make sure that the place is cool very soon.
Listen. The young man came to me and he said, I am working government work at so and so level, but I want to resign now. I said, what happened? He said, since he encountered this commission, he has been so blessed. And the blessing is unbelievable. That's number one. Number two, he said, God has helped him so far not to dirty his hands. And it appears like he's going to, now the place he works is where they do a lot of work. He said, I'm going to a level now where if you are not careful, you have to. You are almost literally compromised. Then he said, thirdly, he showed me his salary of the month, 120,000. He said, this salary, what he pays his manager who works for him, is more than this amount. Many of his workers are collecting far more than this amount. He said, so he said, he feel like it is not fair for him to be collecting this. Let them give the job to another person who need to collect this amount. With tears in his eyes. See, my life is so changed. Flow of multiple millions. Pastor, tell me, what can I do that will make you happy? He said, God changed my life. I wouldn't have been near here. I told him, I will let you know. And God will let you know. I've seen it walk over walk over walk. I saw a young man seated in the front, dry, in Area 1 church. I said, you look so dry. He said, I'm dry. Everything is dry. Short encounter. He returned back to give 10 drafts towards this project within a month or 2 months' time. Each draft was in 6 zeros. He has not recovered. He said today, those who he pays salary in 6 zeros, they are plenty. That is, at the end of the month, those who earn 6 zeros under him, monthly. It works. And yours is about to work. All the things that you have learned tonight about that work of the country, what we are talking about is far beyond money. It's a package, a welfare. Worldly millionaires don't have joy. They don't have peace. They are afraid of their shadow. They can't walk freely. But this covenant offers you a cover. That is what you are living with here tonight. Is somebody blessed at all? Is somebody blessed at all? Lift up your two hands and appreciate God for tonight. Lift your two hands and worship him. Honor him, adore him, magnify him. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Elion, Adonai, Rofeka, Mekadesh. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration in Jesus' precious name.